Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey guys, here's your podcast for Friday, July 30th, 2021. Carson, Annie out, so it was just me and Dan, and we apologize. Found out what we're doing for the weekend. We judged some music, including John Legend, Bleachers, Mickey Guyton, and Silk Sonic, and a vintage weekly wrap-up where Dan put me in a body bag. You're welcome! Carson and Annie both out today, so you've got Dan and me, and we're going to do our best to keep the train on the tracks.
The skeleton crew today.
All right, before we get to the Good Vibe Tribe, let me give you a little bit of Olympic news. None of this should be spoilery. This is up to date as of last night at 3 a.m. this morning. So I'm going to assume I'm not going to spoil anything for you, but yeah. Simone Biles sat out the women's gymnastics all around, but the U.S. still brought home the gold medal. 18-year-old Sunisa Lee won it, and Simone cheered from her from the stands. It was unbelievable stuff.
I love it. The energy Simone had cheering her on.
She knows where she was supposed to be. She's supposed to be in the stands cheering them on, is what's supposed to be happening, and this young woman was supposed to win it. She won by less than 0.2 of a point. It's her first Olympics, her first Olympic gold. She also won the silver in the team event. U.S. also added some medals in swimming. Lily King and Annie Laser took home silver and bronze in the 200-meter breaststroke. Ryan Murphy scored a silver in the 200-meter backstroke. And Caleb Dressel beat Olympic records in the men's 100 freestyle. And they had his family watching party in Florida. And then they showed him, them screaming and yelling when he won.
Right.
Everyone was crying. He's crying. They're crying. I'm crying. It was a time.
I love when they do those split screens with the family.
Oh, it's the best part of the Olympics. And here's your medal count. In third place, Russia with 31 medals. China in second place with 36. And we are in first place with 41. That's 14 gold, 16 silver, 11 bronze.
Light work.
Indeed. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports on people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
If you've got something someone you would like to submit to the Good Vibe Tribe, just drop us a text, 617-931-1234. A 64-year-old woman in Russia was walking home from the grocery store when she spotted a toddler clinging to a second-floor window. Svetlana Sanurova dropped her bags, ran to the window, held out her arms, made it in the nick of time to safely catch the boy from his 15-foot fall.
That just seems like a Tuesday in Russia.
The Russians.
I catch baby. He fall, I catch him.
I catch baby, I put him down, I go home, I cook food. Frank Scavio, he's the owner of Paisan's Pizza, was dining at a restaurant that serves frozen Paisan pizzas. So he asked his server to try a slice and, like, rate it. Tell me how you like it. His server said, I give it an 8.4. And then Scavo says, well, I'm the one that owns the pizza chain. So he left a tip of $1,840, saying the $840 was for the server and the $1,000 was for the rest of the staff.
I love that? It. That's a professional rating, too, 8.4.
I like it.
None of this rounded number stuff. It's a real rating.
And another reason why we don't deserve the dogs that we live with, a homeowner in Florida is thanking his pet for helping him escape a house fire. Joel Rosa was asleep when a blaze caused by a lightning strike burned his home, but his dog woke him up and he was able to get out safely.
My dog woke me up last night, but yeah. It was just because there was a truck outside and he wanted to chase it. It's 11:45. I have to wake up at 3:30.
There is very little that gets Elvis to move, except when you say, who's here? Like, no, noises outside, not so much, but if you go, who's here? It's all over. all over. And Georgia Gwinnett College has just opened a care pantry for students. It's stocked with non-perishable food items, dairy products, fruits, veggies, all of the good things. The care pantry is a partnership between the college and a food bank ministry in town. I think that is amazing.
That's
I think
awesome.
We don't realize how many people live with food insecurity, especially at the collegiate level. So I think that's awesome. And a New York City police officer is being called a hero after saving a stabbing victim using a bag of chips and duct tape to stop the bleeding to keep the victim alive.
We knew right away that we needed to seal the chest, and with a puncture wound there, we didn't want the air going in and collapsing his lung.
He told me, go in the store, give me a bag of chips. I got him a bag of chips. Then he went back and said, get me some tape. I came back in here, got him some tape.
The effect was immediate and apparent. As soon as Ron finished basically getting that dressing on there, that bag of chips, right away we noticed a drastic improvement in his condition.
That's incredible.
We don't deserve the people.
Some MacGyver stuff.
Right?
All the bag of chips I've eaten, I could have been a hero.
It's such a New York thing. Go get me a bag of chips.
Some tape.
I'm gonna fix this wound up real quick. Go Yankees.
Well, the last part sucks, but the rest of that was pretty good, Kennedy.
Go Mets?
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's
still mad
good
about 86.
Vibe tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I sound so much better singing with Adam Levine under me.
I'm telling you. It's an absolute sing-along in here this morning. Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Carson and Annie out today. So Dan and I holding down the fort.
Yeah, we trimmed the fat. That's what we did.
Did we, though?
Let me have that.
Good enough. 617-931-1234. I'd love to know what you guys are getting into this weekend. Since there's just a couple of us here today, we need to fill a little space. So 617-931-1234.
Beef up this content real quick.
1234. We'd love to know what you guys are getting into this weekend. What are you doing? Where are you going? What's happening? Saturday is supposed to be the day.
Is it?
Yeah. I was watching Kate Merrill and I was watching Zach give the news forecast, and they said, Kate's like, I just got to get to Saturday. It's going to be the most beautiful day in the world. Saturday is the day.
It's so funny. I never check the weather. I just live my life like it's 1930. It's like, how's the weather? I walk outside and see.
My God, the first thing I do when I wake up, I'm in bed. My eyes aren't even open yet. Alexa, what's the weather? I'm really sorry if that set something off in your house. So, Dan, what do you got going on this weekend?
So, tonight, actually, we're going to see Seth Meyers at the Wilbur Theater. Going to
see some live entertainment?
Yes. Live comedy, if you will.
Come on!
Yes, I've never been a fan of Seth Meyers' like late night show. I've never watched it. But Brittany loves his Netflix special on Lobby Baby, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it, and it's hilarious.
I loved him when he did the news on Saturday Night Live. I always thought.
Yeah, the weekend update.
That smirk he would give at the end of his jokes.
Very funny.
Like, he knows he's funny, but he doesn't want to smile too much.
Local boy, too. I think he's from New Hampshire or something.
Of course. Everybody's from here somewhere.
So, yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm excited to go see a live performance.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, I know Annie said we don't exist till she's off vacation.
Kyle, don't text, don't write.
But I'm going to go down to the Cape and hang out with the Dows on Saturday.
Is that right?
I'm going to bring my cornhole boards down. We're going to have a little beach day.
Is Brittany going with you?
Yes. Someone's going to drive me home, Kennedy.
I can't forget. I love that you guys have such a wonderful arrangement when it comes to that.
So that'll be fun.
I love it. From the 603, I'm going to a wedding at what used to be Benson's Wild Animal Farm. What's that? Do you know what Benson's Wild Animal Farm
no.
is? Because it sounds amazing.
Are there still wild animals?
Is it no longer a wild animal farm? Is it just a farm now and no wild animals?
Because if a wedding was like open bar and also here's this llama, that would be amazing.
Right? From the 503, I'm picking up a dog from Logan and fostering her for a week until her mom gets home. She's coming from South Korea. Oh, you're an angel straight from heaven. And from the 781, I'm going to the Billy Strings concert in New Hampshire on Saturday. We love the live music. We
Billy
love it
Strings?
Back. Billy Strings? I don't know.
Doesn't have to look them up. It sounds like they're cool.
It sounds cool to me. So today I'm going to be hosting the Ice Bucket Challenge down in the Seaport.
Oh, yeah.
With Julie Frades. So that happens at 2. If you guys want to come down, they're providing the ice. She's got to bring a bucket and maybe a towel.
Is there going to be a stream of that available? Because I really want to see you get ice bucketed live.
I don't know. I'm trying to get, I think I found a friend who's going to come with me. So I'll try. I'll do that. I could stream it on like the Mix Instagram or something.
And you've
like
never done it before, right?
I've never done the Ice Bucket Challenge. I don't know how I got through life not doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, but.
Especially being on the radio.
I feel like
so
I
big.
Let people down by not doing it. So in
so
any event.
What are you going to wear? Because I know you have to host the event, but you're also going to be soaking wet.
So that.
How do you balance
does
that?
Does one bring a change of clothing? Because it's outside. It's in like a green space. It's not like there's, you know, a place I could change
can
later.
Duck behind a car.
So I'm not exactly sure. I feel like I need to do some kind of, you know how people do at the beach when they're surfing and they just like have put a towel around their body and then they kind of pull off their clothes and put them back on again? I feel like I could make that
what if
work.
If you put a wetsuit over your dress? just for the ice bucket, and then you can just take it off and you're fine.
Put a raincoat or something.
Because you like to dress nice when you're hosting events.
I try to. Look good. And, you know, we don't get to go out so much. So when I get to go out, I'm like, I'm putting on makeup and lipstick. Let's go. So anyway, I'm going to put on my waterproof mascara. I'm also on Saturday going to go to see The Tempest, Shakespeare on the Common. I hosted it last week, but it rained so badly that it got delayed and delayed and delayed that it got too late for me to stay. So I'm going to go on Saturday. They are doing that for another full week, you guys, if you haven't been down there to see Shakespeare on the Common. It's amazing.
It's amazing that we're still doing these plays from a man who wrote it in 1610.
And it's still funny and it's still poignant. And you realize how many things that he said first. Like, he invented the knock-knock joke.
Really?
Neither a bar nor lender be. All of these things. Look it up. Did it. Anyway, from the 774. Can I tell you about last weekend instead? Because I forgot to do it last Friday. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Last Sunday, I did my second Ironman in Lake Placid, New York. 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a marathon. I said that, not this person.
That's so hard for me to like.
It took me 16 hours and 6 minutes, but I am an Ironman again.
That's incredible.
You kidding
me? It's hard for me to wrap my head around, like, to bike that far, 100 miles, and then run a marathon.
Well, the swimming is what gets you, quite frankly.
Well, that's why they do it first so no one drowns.
Oh, my gosh. From the 781, Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick tonight. I'm sorry, what? From the 508, I'm getting married on Sunday. Congratulations. From the 774, heading to Rockport for the week. You guys have some really cool stuff happening here. So.
I'm not overly the Iron Man.
Okay.
I get chub rubbing my thighs on a hot day if I just walk for like a mile.
You must have to train for like a whole year for that.
There's not enough Band-Aid nipples in the world. Like, you are a bad lady and or man, whoever you are. That's incredible.
Well, thank you guys for sharing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, as if we haven't been inspired enough by Simone Biles and by the entire U.S. Olympics gymnastics team, last night they aired a promo with Taylor Swift doing the voiceover, and let me tell you, it'll make you want to run through a brick wall.
They didn't expect this to be the story. But that doesn't mean they weren't ready for the spotlight. They've worked for this. They've dreamed about this. They belong here.
And
you don't expect Taylor Swift in your pump-up videos.
Well, you know we should. It's a full minute long promo if you want to check it out when you're on your computer today. I couldn't play you the whole thing, obviously, but it just made you feel so inspired for the young women coming next, you know? And speaking of young women, Suni Lee won the all-around gold for USA yesterday day.
Time zones are hard.
It's difficult. She's only 18 years old. She has been through it. She lost some family members this past year to COVID. Her father was in a terrible accident, still in the hospital. And when asked what she wanted to do after winning, this is what she had to say.
I don't even know. I'm going to go eat a pizza. Like, that's all I've been craving this whole time.
So she's 18.
And she probably hasn't had pizza in like... ever?
No, gymnasts have to be 80 pounds and be so strong. I bet all she eats is like chicken breast and veggies.
Her story is so remarkable. If you have time today, take a look and see what it really means
to
be an amazing
person. This is what I love about sports. Nobody knew her name a week ago, and now she's a gold medalist and everyone knows about her.
And
Simone Biles is hyping her up on her social media.
Yep. We love to see it.
It's a great story.
Someone who is not hyping up Simone Biles, well, yes, but in a bad way, is Michael Che. So
SNL Weekend Update fame.
Thank you very much. He decided to test the waters on his Instagram stories yesterday, and he started with, "Man, I want to make fun of Simone Biles." He went on to say that he had 3 minutes of jokes about her, and he was going to try and test them out at The Cellar, which is a comedy club.
Yeah, it's like a place where people go in New York to like workshop new stuff when you're not touring.
And he tried to post a few of them. He would rate them. And then he stopped. Naturally, Twitterverse had words to say. I couldn't read you one of them if I wanted to. They're so bad. They've since been taken down, and he has claimed that he was hacked. However, the way he created the story, you know how you can create a story on your phone, and you can pick the background color, and you can pick the font, right?
Sure.
So when he went over to say, "I've been hacked," he used the same background color and the same font to say, "I was hacked." So I don't really know if he was hacked or if he's just making jokes to make more jokes.
He's not an expert at covering his tracks.
Maybe. And it's, you know, and there's certainly an interesting discussion here about, you know, freedom of speech.
It's tough.
And censoring art and all of this.
I generally feel pretty strongly about not censoring stand-up comedy in this day and age and trying to sand down the sharp edges on art and make everything dull and conforming.
Yeah.
But also, it's a tough line. And well, like the Larry Nassar jokes
was bad.
That's not it. Yeah.
But conversely, I suppose at the end of the day, we can all decide what we listen to, what we don't listen to, what we pay tickets to go see and what we don't. You know, I don't know.
That's not a great look.
It was gross. It was a bad look. It was a terrible taste. Just not okay. Some good news for Britney Spears. Her personal conservator, Jody Montgomery, says she and the singer's doctors are standing by Britney's request to remove her father as conservator of her estate. In a court filing yesterday, Jody supported replacing Jamie Spears as co-conservator of Britney's estate with CPA Jason Rubin. Her medical team also supports the move. I'm not going to read you all the legalese because I had to say conservatee like 18 times.
Yeah, it gets
to be a bit much.
Through.
But basically what they're saying is Lori agrees with Britney saying that she wants to have Jamie removed. They agree with the fact that they believe the CPA would be a good fix. And they Jody also was saying that Britney's medical team also agrees it's not in the best interest of Britney to have her father remain being conservator of the state because it's not good for her
health. Because he's the worst.
The worst.
The woke.
I really hope when this is all over, she gets to sue them.
Mm.
Every last one of them.
The whole family's been taking advantage of
garbage.
Her money for a year. So in this instance, if a CPA takes over her financial side,
yep.
Would she still be getting like an allowance or could she take as much money of her money as she wants? And that would just be controlling it so she is making good investments and what have you.
I don't know the answer to that question. I think that
because the fact that
they would manage all of that. It's so much money.
Yeah.
Clearly was being managed poorly.
I think anybody with that much money should have a financial advisor.
It's good to have.
But she should also be able to be, if she wants to take the money out and
use it. She should be able to go to Starbucks and not have her assistant get out of the back of the car to use the credit card.
Yeah.
You hear?
She shouldn't be on an allowance while she's paying for her family to party in a beach house.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. All right. Her next scheduled hearing is in September, and obviously, you know, we'll keep you up to date to all that.
So, but she would be completely in control of her own bodily autonomy and what have you.
That's another thing. That's the conservatorship of the person.
Yeah.
And yes.
So that would be wiped clean. There'd be no conservator.
That's the great hope.
That's the move.
That is the great hope.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Vix 104.1. Carson and Annie both out today. We'll have full team back in full effect on Monday.
Tag team back again. It's a dynamic duo.
But it is Friday, and that means we are jumping into the judgment zone.
You are entering Carson and Kennedy's judgment zone. Friday morning means new music in need of judgment. Will Carson love it? Will Kennedy hate it? Will Dan dismiss it? Will Annie be here for it? Let's find out and enter into Carson and Kennedy's Judgment Zone.
Well, we only have two opinions here for you today. So 617-931-1234 if you want to drop a text.
I'm going to be extra judgmental to fill in
space. If you want to drop a text. So the first song we have is by a DJ and a producer from Brazil named Alok, but it features one John Legend, and it's called In My Mind. Alok said it was a great pleasure to build stories with professionals I've always admired, and John Legend is one of them. Producing In My Mind with this partnership was, in addition to being very pleasurable, very gratifying. So here is In My Mind. I just know. I like John Legend with a beat behind him.
I don't know. It wasn't bad. Maybe I just expect too much from John Legend. It just kind of sounds like a generic 2021 pop song.
Well,
to me.
I mean, to be honest, it's not his song.
It's the
right?
DJ's, yeah.
And the DJ asked him to sing, but I kind of like it. It's a bit of a departure. If you go to John Legend's Instagram page, he has a little clip of him singing the song, just playing the piano in true John Legend style,
right?
Which sounds like a totally different song, and it's very John Legend-y. But I kind of like this one.
No, it wasn't bad at first listen.
It's growing on me a little bit. All right, next up, Bleachers. We have not seen Bleachers for a minute or two. They have released a new album called Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night, and Secret Life is the first single, and it features the smooth vocal stylings of Lana Del Rey. This is not the first time Jack Antonoff and Del Rey have collaborated together. Del Rey is credited as a co-writer for the track Don't Go on the upcoming album. Well, actually, it's been released. Antonoff also co-produced and co-wrote the majority of tracks for Del Rey's previous two albums. When asked what the album is about, Jack said, it's about wanting to hold joy and not understanding why you can't. Here is Secret Life.
Do you think I think I'm better than I am? Oh, honey, I'm not trying to wake up in some promised land. I just want a secret life where you and I can get by. I'm sick of chasing all these holy ghosts. I've been trying to tell you I want you the most.
You want to go first or me?
You go ahead, Dan.
I know there's a lot of people that love Jack Antonoff's style and yep. his music, and he's producing for all these big pop stars.
Indeed.
It's boring. It's just, I fell asleep three times. It's like audio NyQuil.
He did not take the sadness out of Saturday
Night.
No,
where was he holding joy there?
I feel sad.
This is boring. Maybe, God bless him.
Maybe we just need to be in a place. Like maybe when you have the Sunday Scaries, this is the song for
us. I know. Who hurt you, Jack?
All right. Next up is Mickey Guyton. You might recognize her name. At least I hope you do. She became the first black female artist to perform at the Academy of Country Music Awards. The first black woman to be nominated for a Grammy for Country Solo Performance. Also the first black woman to host the Academy of Country Music Awards. It's been a time. And her music is remarkably inspiring. And when I say this song, Remember Her Name, is an anthem, and you will be ready to run through brick walls, I said what I said.
Where did you lose the girl with no fear? Oh, she never left. Take a good look, she's right in the mirror.
When I tell you that I drove in this morning playing that four times, learned all the words, and sang it as hard as I could rolling into the parking lot this morning.
Did you speed on the way? And that song makes you drive 15 miles per hour faster.
No, I put it on the cruise control when I'm on the expressway.
That was great. I love her.
I feel like that's the song that we need.
It's powerful.
You know
it's
what
uplifting.
I mean?
She can sing.
You look in the mirror, just remember her name.
Makes me wish I was a woman so I could relate to it harder,
you
Kennedy.
You know, it's all right. You can relate to it. Remember his name, Dan, when you look in the mirror, all right? All right, we're going to round off today with the song that I believe we've all been waiting for and didn't know we needed.
It took them forever to drop the second single.
Silk Sonic is back. Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak are here with their sophomore single, Skate. The video, it came out with a video as well. All roller skating, all 70s vibe.
I love it.
Directed by Bruno Mars. They left the door open, y'all. Now it's time to skate.
Got your hair in the wind and your skin glistening. I can smell your sweet perfume. You smell better than a barbecue. Oh, superstar is what you are. I'm your biggest fan. If you're looking for a man, sugar, here I am. Ooh. I'm trying to roll. I'm trying to ride. I'm trying to fall with your dive. I'm trying to float. I'm trying to glide. Oh, no, no, don't be shy. Just take my hand and hold on tight. Oh, skate to me, baby. Skate. Slide your way on over. Slide your way
on over.
As a producer, I should have cut 30 seconds off this, but I just couldn't do it.
It's like, damn, this is going long.
I couldn't cut it.
So good.
I love it. It sounds like nothing else is being made right now.
Yeah.
There's so much cookie cutter stuff happening, and that brings it back to like this old school 70s funk.
What I can't tell you is when the album's coming out. and if there even will be an album. I have no idea. However, I think the song is great. So
Bruno Mars can do no wrong. Bangers and Mash, Bangor, Maine, all of the above.
So so we had A-Log featuring John Legend, In My Mind. We had Bleachers, Secret Life. We had Mickey Guyton, Remember Her Name, and Silk Sonic Skate. I think we know which one is walking away the winner this week.
Got your hair there it is. In the wind, and your
we got some texts about the Bleacher song. That's the one. That's the one. That, oh, we got from the 508. Silk Sonic is the bomb. I think we know that. From the 508.
In all caps, because you should respond in all caps.
The Bleacher song sounded like belonged on the Juno album. Woof. And from the 603, talking about Bleachers, maybe with different music?
Someone said that John Legend song with the DJ had European vibes, and well, I agree with that. Because it's the DJ song.
Yeah. He's from Brazil. I think it sounds Brazil. Very Brazil-y. But in any event, so... yeah, every Friday we step into the judgment zone, and we love it when you tell us if you liked it, too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Hello, hi, is this Chris from Drake It?
Yeah, it is.
Well, Chris, you have won tickets on the 20s. You're going to see the Jonas Brothers at Fenway Park.
Hey!
You're kidding me! Oh, my God! Yeah! My daughter is out of her mind. She loves the Jonas Brothers.
Oh. Well, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go. However, you are also qualified. You are also qualified to get a suite at said Jonas Brothers show. So if you win, you'll be
no
able
way.
To take everybody.
Oh my God! Can you hear that?
What's your daughter's name in the back?
Madeline.
Congratulations, Madeline!
Thank you so much! Oh my God!
Jonas Brothers. Who's your favorite?
Oh, it's unbelievable! You guys are fantastic. Really, you made our morning.
Well, we're just happy we could do it for you, and I hope you win that suite, and thank you so much for listening.
Oh, so awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you,
No, she's going to be hyped up all day.
I mean to say, have a good one.
I'm going to be dad. I'm going to be dad of the year.
All right, bye.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Yeah, so Chris, if you're listening, we didn't get any of your information, so we need you to call us back so we can give you those tickets.
I'm sorry. I was so excited. I just hung up.
617-931-1234. Let's do the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy. With Kennedy.
So Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney for cheating her out of Black Widow profits. So what happened was that when they signed the contract for this movie years ago, she had box office bonuses written into her contract, which is really standard. This isn't something that's, I mean, standard enough if you're the big star, I should say.
Right,
right. Based on how the movie performed. And she was guaranteed the movie would get a wide theatrical release. Instead, they put it out when they knew the theatrical market was still a bit weak. And then they put it on Disney Plus at the same time in an effort to attract subscribers and establish Disney Plus as a must-have service. So Scarlett felt that she missed out on a very large box office bonus. Disney replying saying there's no merit whatsoever to this filing. The lawsuit is especially sad and distressing in its callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And they say the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus with premiere access has significantly enhanced her ability to earn additional compensation on top of the $20 million she has received to date. I've been reading a bit about this, and I feel like there's something to be said on both sides. So she signed this contract before there was a Disney Plus.
Right.
Because this movie was supposed to have come out before COVID happened. So it was in her contract that she would have gotten these things, and it's projected that it should have made this much money as other Marvel movies have done in the past.
No, so Robert Downey Jr. does this for every, he made like $50 million to $100 million.
Yeah, you get to
Marvel
a certain
movie.
Level and you can do these contractual things. But on the flip side, the movie needed to come out, and people who don't want to go to theaters yet, I think it's, for me, I kind of like being able to buy a movie at home.
Right, having the option.
But if I had it in my contract to make money and they, you know, took away said money, I feel like I'd be like, can I have that money?
I just don't know how I feel about it.
I know, it's
how
a tough
long
one.
Are they supposed to hold on to the movie?
I don't know the answer to that question. But, you know, when you sign a contract, you like I read something, somebody was making a sports analogy saying that, like, if you got a bone, if you were a quarterback and you were going to get these bonuses for certain plays, but then you didn't have anybody offensively you could throw the ball to.
Right.
So, you know, if they chose not to hire anybody that you could throw the ball to, so therefore you wouldn't get a bonus. So I don't know.
Disney's fighting dirty a little bit with their release, saying callous.
It was a
and
little.
Bringing up the pandemic.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, people could be like, well, she has so much money already. But I would just, you know, think of yourself. If it was you, would you want it? I don't know.
I don't know how I feel.
I am as well.
I generally don't want to root for the man.
Correct?
I feel torn on this one.
Rihanna, international superstar, businesswoman, singer.
Used to be singer.
Never going to give us an album, but that's fine too. But she also loves Bravo, and she loves the Real Housewife franchises, and she loves to talk about them. So in case you missed it on the latest episode of Real Housewives of New York,
Ramona, I did miss that one.
I'm sure you did. Ramona Singer and Leah McSweeney got into it. I know, it's shocking. Ramona said, "I'll promote Leah's brand," even though she couldn't be bothered to remember the name of it. That's when Leah told her this.
"No, I don't need it. You're not exactly my demographic, so it's all good.
Whatever.
I already have Brianna wearing my shit. Do you think I need you wearing my shit?"
So what she said there, if you couldn't understand it, was basically, "You're not part of my demographic anyway," which basically is saying you're old.
Yep.
Ouch.
And then she said, "I already have Rihanna.
So
I don't need you, oldie."
Flex.
Yeah.
So Rihanna took it a little step further. She posted a clip of the video of what happened, along with the selfie of her and Leah's shirt, you know, one of her designs. And the caption said, "What was said, Ramona?" And Leah reposted the shot on her Instagram, saying, "Rihanna is a woman who supports women, and she's also enjoys watching and enjoying Roni season 13.
I just can't believe Rihanna gets into the Real Housewives drama.
Why?
I don't know. In my head, she wouldn't like it.
Regardless of who you are or how much money you have, garbage television is still something we all need in our life just to make us not think for a few hours every day.
Yeah. To each their own.
I just love that she trolls as much as everybody else. And I have some Kanye West news for you. Where did it go? There you are. So we had talked about, I had heard a rumor that he was going to do another listening party, but this time at Madison Square Garden. Well, it looks like he's going to stay in Atlanta. He's been at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta since the last listening party last week. He's been sleeping there in a tiny little room with just a twin-size bed and a couple pairs of shoes.
Now, he liked the vibe of the stadium during the listening party so much.
He's a creative, but he's still brainstorming on how to make the event unique. His production team has locked down August 5th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for another Donda listening event on the eve of the album drop. So it looks like it will be dropping on the 6th.
We'll see. He pushes his album back 4 times every year. Just release it.
Stadium employees have been hired. They plan to work it the same as they did last week. So I'm assuming $40 hot dogs will be the standard.
Yeah, if you want to buy $65 chicken fingers to hear Kanye's album. And
sneak some Skittles in your purse.
Yeah. If you want to watch him walk around the field and not actually say words.
So they want to try and make the experience different from the first. And the first one broke the Apple Music global live stream record with 3.3 million unique viewers, which is just...
I mean, it's amazing. He's a businessman.
So TMZ is saying CAA and Live Nation are putting pressure on Kanye and his production company to make the second Donda event different, because some fear it won't be easy to sell tickets in the same market if the show's a copy of the first. I think you're insane. I think people will go even if it is the same thing.
People will travel from out of state.
Because they didn't get to see it the first time. So I don't think he needs to do anything. Yeah, regardless of your feelings on him, you know, the man can fill a house.
His popularity is mind-boggling.
It is to me as
well. I watched a clip of it. Like, I used to love his music.
I know.
And I know a lot of people still do. But he was in like a crazy mask when he was out there.
Yeah.
And all he did was press one key on a piano.
Yes.
And then they cheered for 10 minutes.
Yes.
And he didn't do anything else. He just went ding. And that was the whole.
Dan, if you went on stage and you went ding on the piano, I would cheer for you for 10 minutes.
He went back and then hit one more key, ding. And they cheered for another 10 minutes. It's one note.
It is what it is. He's Kanye, Dan. We're just us.
I'm peanut butter and jealous.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Annie off today, so it's me and it's Dan.
That's
doing
right.
The thing.
The dream team.
Right now, let's get to the Vintage Weekly Wrap-Up. Dan, what's happening today?
I would say this is the only time in, I think, 3 years of doing the weekly wrap-up where I had to call you beforehand and go, "I'm going to roast you pretty hard at the end. Is that okay?"
And we say yes!
And now, the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burm, 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 burm. Shikaka. What up, Boston?
What up, Dan?
It's your boy, producer Dan, Mr. Melts in Your Mouth and Not in Your Hands, a.k.a. Lil Gravy Boat, a.k.a. Thugs Bunny,
tell him,
a.k.a. the Towny Tupac, bop, bop. DJ, drop that wrap up.
It's the weekly rap, exercising your mental. I just take the week, sketch it out with a pencil and stencil till the whole world I create. Every single week, 8:15, don't be late. Or in the 9 when we run it back, running laps. Got your kids in the back seat doing jumping jacks. Been doing this forever, nothing can surprise him. Till Kennedy had all our blood pressures rising. Her sister wrote a book pursuing her dreams. Kennedy helped, did the narration like a queen, but she's holding out on us. Here's what I mean, it's a romance novel, right? Where's all the steamy scenes? I'm talking about up close with that mouth to mouth. You're reading the audiobook, you had to talk it out. She said, fine, I'll show you where I faltered. Earmuffs, children, this might get awkward. Here we go, lights low in the studio. You could hear a pin drop now, in case you ain't know. Is it really that sexy? What you mean?
My fingers are thick and clumsy as I undo the buttons of his jeans.
Okay. Wow. Holy cow.
We can do whatever you want, he breathes. Bed, I say. Now.
Dang, how far does this go, man? I don't know.
He slips away from me, backing up to the edge of the bed to kiss my toes.
Okay, I'm impressed. So what happens next?
He's up my leg. Then he...
Whoa. Your sister's writing, really is the bomb. Kennedy's nervous, sitting here, head up in her palm. Reading sex scenes with your coworkers is hard, pretty sure. We're breaking all the rules here with HR. Your artistic rendition was spot on. Haven't had a lot of recent moments to draw on. I needed cigarettes after you were done. How you narrating sex scenes, but you're not getting none? Making people stir just with your speech. I guess those who can't do, teach. Overall, just to sum it, that's like judging hot dog eating competitions on an empty stomach. If you want to hear it, unbleep, give it a chance. Missing Charlie, a fairy tale romance. Quick plug for my girl Jess Hardy. Do these other novels stack up? Hardly. That's it. Book's out now, guys. You ain't doing nothing. Sitting in your home office listening to me. Go on Amazon. You got time. Missing Charlie, a fairy tale romance. Check it out. I'm out, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Let's go, Dan. Body bag for my poor kid.
Kill shot. Oh, the second half of that verse, Dan.
Yeah. Unreal.
I ran it by her to make sure it was cool.
She's like, we good, baby?
I was like, I'm throwing some shots. You good?
If you ever missed the weekly wrap-up with producer Dan, we do it every Friday at about this time. We also put it up in our podcast, which you can get. Just go to carsonandkennedy.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.